because Satan can do miracles too. See, he does that.
True, but he wouldn't.
And God works through biblical.
Why would he though?
This is
to deceive. He does. In fact, in Matthew 24, Jesus warns that in the last days there'll be signs and wonders that could deceive even the very elect, and people saying they are the Christ or he is the Christ. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we must test everything against the Word of God.
You believe Satan is capable of good, that we don't give God the honor for what Satan does.
Well, no, what I was trying to tell you was,
what do you think
about that? God works through biblical, obedient people.
Right.
And good works will come through that.
Okay.
And what I was going to say is Pentecostals are not biblical people.
Yeah.
We haven't met any group of Pentecostals that are fully in line with God's word.
I wouldn't call deception good. See, the Bible says Satan's an angel of light. What does that mean? He seems to be good, but what's his goal? To deceive you. So we have to be careful. You know, it's kind of like the magician says, look at here, and he steals your purse.
Yeah.
It looks like, he's doing something good, but he steals your purse. So, like Sister Debbie said, my wife, Sister Debbie, I call her Sister Debbie. I'm Jim, by the way.
Okay.
She's right about the Pentecostals. They teach a lot of man-made ways. I want to give you this track, too.
Okay.
There's a gospel on one side and a 10-point test on the other side.
Okay.
And they do teach a lot of false ways. A lot of man-made corrupt ways, and you must walk in spirit truth. I just witnessed to a man here. Him and I were talking about how you must worship in spirit and truth.
And I was explaining to her how the denominations out there are not teaching a biblical gospel.
Amen.
They're not teaching the full truth.
Yep.
They're not teaching what God's word says we are to be doing. For obedience is the fruit of being transformed.
Yeah.
And being born again in Him.
Once your hearts change, everything changes. We used to be drunks.
Right.
And worldly people, and God transformed us. How we look, how we act, how we talk, how we dress, how we spend our money, totally transformed by the Word of God. And if that doesn't happen, it's like the caterpillar. Sister Debbie just found a grub. I call it a grub. She found one the other day, right?
Yeah.
What does it turn into?
Butterfly.
A beautiful butterfly. What if it stopped halfway?
Oh, it would just die in the cocoon.
It would be nothing. Yeah, so we must complete that process that God does in us.
Well, we have a very large website, and what it does is we take people through God's Word.
And a sister's blog.
And a sister's blog, yep.
Where she teaches on ladies' issues.
And she teaches all the deception that's in man-made religion, and shows it through God's Word. People can see for themselves, test for themselves, and not be deceived, because Jesus said, be not deceived.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to encourage people. There's a lot of deception out there.
Oh,
Jesus said in the last day there's going to be massive false teachers out there.
Few are going to find eternal life. Few. That means hardly anybody from the world, hardly anybody from man-made religion. Few. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. I just told this older man that most people in America have a head knowledge of Jesus. They believe in him, they do some religious things, they go to church, sing some songs, they go back, they live like the world. Very few people following Jesus. This is the call to follow him with all that you are, which aligns with the Word of God. And that's what we teach people.
Yep.
It's not popular, but it's the only path to eternal life.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming over, and if we can be of a help to you. Are you married at all? Or?
I wish.
Oh, okay. Because what we usually check, because if you have a believing husband, then we encourage you to talk to him about it and then reach out to us. But we're happy to help you. We have an email on there. Check out our website.
Yep, email, phone number, you can text. The sister's blog will help you in all the ladies' issues. I got thousands of teachings. There's street preaching videos on there. We want to encourage people to come out of man-made religion, come out of the world, strip their lives down, and follow Christ obediently.
Right.
We travel
the
country. That's all we do.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody's money. We don't want people to, you know, I don't have some building somewhere that I'm filling up full of people. We teach people to follow Christ right where they are. We'll come back and encourage them, help them to just be the body of Christ. You know, the early body started in homes, in parks and fields, and people meeting and loving on God, not putting up buildings, having programs, having one guy in a box.
Oh, yeah.
This is all false.
My pastor that I see now, his church is his home.
Really? What's the name of it? Can I ask?
Oh, yeah. First Love Ministries. It's in Kansas.
Kansas?
First Love.
What town?
It's a little bit on the north side of Overland Park.
First Love, Overland Park. Okay.
Yeah, we
can look that up. Well, we encourage you to test them. I don't know hardly any truly biblical ministries, and Jesus is right. He said few. Most people compromise the truth either to teach what they've been raised up in or to make it popular to other people.
Actually, my preacher was raised Catholic,
Yeah. And he got out of that.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Maybe
that's...
he needs to go deeper.
Yep, even deeper.
And get out of that as
yep.
well. Pentecostalism is not biblical.
He's very led by the Spirit, and I don't know. I see good in him.
How long has he been a pastor?
Over 20 years.
Okay, so he used to be a hippie, and then okay, in 20 years, he hasn't gotten to the part of where he should be teaching women how they are to have their roles in Christ.
Yeah.
So well, 20 years, he hasn't gotten
sort
to that.
Of a good example.
Okay, well, let me share with you. God's Word does teach women, and that's what I teach on the Sisters blog, how to carry themselves, how to be in submission to men, how to dress, how to cover their head. That's all in God's Word.
Amen.
That's not, that doesn't earn your righteousness before God. That's a fruit of being transformed and being born again.
When the heart's transformed, the outside transforms.
And it's obedience.
Yeah, it's obedience.
And it is in the New Testament. So I'm just bringing that up because I want you to test your pastor, because in 20 years he hasn't gotten to that.
Most ministries are feminized. He's feminized if he's not teaching that. Because that will cause most women to run away.
Right.
That will cause most women to go, I ain't doing that. And they'll run away. Yeah, and other things, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter.
Right.
You know, not calling you out of the culture, away from movies, politics,
right.
sports,
well,
entertainment.
I know they don't watch sports and entertainment.
Well, that's a good thing.
And then separating
speech, speak against it.
Yeah, well, that's
he
good.
Said you,
that's
he good. Was saying to us, you ought to be more passionate about God than you are for chiefs or the royals.
Well,
or,
you shouldn't you be know, passionate for that at all.
Right.
That should be zero.
You shouldn't be passionate for that. That's a pagan practice.
As far as I know, I don't think that they watch.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up that ministry. First Love.
Okay, yeah.
First Love.
They do Deliverance on Wednesday nights.
Yeah. First Love. What's his name?
Bill Sinkovich.
I'll remember that because that sounds like I have a lot of relatives that have that last itch name on the back.
Yeah.
Polish or Croatian or whatever. But Bill Sinkovich, we'll look him up. First Love Ministries, and I'll do.
He's got a website.
I may reach out to him and test him to the Word of God, and I may end up putting a testing on my website. And the reason I do this, I won't mention you. I won't mention a word about you. The reason I do this is to help people. Because see, you must be in the truth. You cannot worship God unless you're in spirit and you're in truth.
This is your website.
Yep, that's our website.
And you're going to go visit there.
Well,
just look it up.
Well, we're going to look it up.
We'll go on the internet.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. We'll definitely go on the internet and look up his website. I'll reach out to him to help him, encourage him to go deeper than he has. Because again, if you're not out of this culture, out of the standard, normal, man-made Sunday guy in a pulpit, all that, and then when I hear the things like deliverance and Pentecostalism, this is a new thing that's come along in the last maybe 150 years. It's come along. There was no Pentecostals before the 1900s. And then all of these groups, the Word of Faith, the NAR out in California, Bill Johnson, Bethel Church, these are all the fruit.
They're sort of combined.
These are all the fruit. And this is part of the last day deception.
They're also like gathering in Jews. You've heard of Messianic Jews.
Yes, Hebrew roots. This is also false.
I guess you could say they're also encourage speaking in tongues, but it's not part of their doctrine. They're not saying, oh, we're all going to speak in tongues.
See, the whole problem with the tongues movement is I've asked every single Pentecostal pastor this. He'll never answer. They say nothing's changed from Acts 2. And I say it has changed. God still works. God's still powerful. God still heals. I believe God could give someone the gifts of tongues. But the powerful manifestation that we once saw in the early New Testament has changed. And I always say to them, tell you what, when you do a baptism service, call me. I want to come and document the mighty rushing wind. I want to document the flames of fire on people's heads.
Yeah.
And I want to come document how many of you men speak in really legitimate different languages like in Acts 2. Do you know they never give me an answer? What it always is gibberish.
I speak Spanish fluently and quite a bit of Hebrew and Russian. I actually heard a lady, she had a full conversation with me in Spanish.
Well, again, I would love to test this because it has changed. We have the finished written Word of God. We no longer need those powerful manifestations that way. God can heal, but God does it. And these ministries, and the proof that they're not of God, they don't line up to Scripture. Pagan holidays, feminization, worldliness, they don't line up to Scripture. They're a wonderful counterfeit from the enemy, Satan.
Right.
They can be good.
Yeah.
They can be good.
They can look good.
They can look good. They can seem good. That's exactly how Satan operates.
But if you study just God's word and compare
you.
It,
Amen.
You're going to see a vast difference. So we encourage
Amen.
People to take a break from all that.
Amen.
Yeah.
And get into God's word.
Just get into scriptures.
If you do that for a few months and you truly ask the Lord to show you and reveal to you His truth,
yeah.
you'll see the lies and deception
oh,
that
yeah.
are in there. I'm gonna put
a testing up. I will. I'll put a testing up. I have an unbiblical teacher's blog. I'll put a testing up, and if you go there and you look in a few days, you look, and I'll tell you why I think that ministry is unbiblical. Not to be mean-spirited, not to be unloving, but James 5 says, if you have a brother who's in sin, and you pull him from his sin, you know what it says? It doesn't say, well, he's going to heaven anyway. It says you save a soul from death. That's hell. And if this man, Bill, isn't in the truth, I want to... pull him and save his soul. And he has to repent of that, but don't hold your breath. Because most men in ministry that have some type of position and a following, they like what they have. They don't want to change it too much because they'll lose what they've built.
They do have a lot of followers.
This is another problem. Jesus says few. Jesus said, unless you lose your life, unless you're willing to lose your entire life, your friends, your family, Bill, that ministry, if they're unbiblical, if you're not willing to lose all that, you're not going to be worthy of heaven. You don't earn heaven, but how you get Jesus and His grace and mercy and forgiveness is by clinging to Him, and then you lose all that. See what I'm saying? It's like a marriage. If you ever got married, you got to give up your whole life.
Oh, I've been divorced four times.
Oh,
times.
Well,
I'm
you got...
I'm a woman at the...
Okay.
I'm on a race.
So you know that. You have to give up your whole life.
Yeah, I'm
You can't have a little bit of religion, a little bit of the world, and a little bit of Jesus.
Yeah,
right?
Amen. Yeah.
So you got all that info there. I'd encourage you to go to the sister's blog, too. It would really help you. And then there's a 10-point test on there. There's a gospel on there.
There's pretty much everything on there that we can think of anyway that helps people see through the deception and lies that they've been caught. That's
Do
all.
Do you have preaching videos?
Yes, I have audio. I don't put myself on camera a lot, and there's another thing. You won't see me a lot other than street preaching. You'll see some glimpses of me in street
teaching.
Preaching. John the Baptist said, I must decrease so Christ can increase. So what you'll see is I have audios, and I have articles, but you won't see me standing in a box getting all the attention. Look at me while I teach the Word of God. No, my voice goes out. I teach the Word of God. The focus is on Christ.
Right. Amen.
All right? That's how it's supposed to be. Not one guy.
And you can email us. Have any questions.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
This was God appointed. We weren't supposed to be here. We changed our plans. That man, you, we were not supposed to be here. This is how God works. This is God appointed.
I would love to start up a church. My dad has like over 100 acres out in the middle of nowhere, and no one has farmed it for years.
Can I share some with you lovingly? Here's another big problem of man-made religion. You don't start a church. I don't start a church.
Well,
Sister Debbie, no, I know.
God starting something with my
God.
Body, yes.
First, He's going to transform you completely. And when you're biblical, then maybe there'll be a man in the picture or something. I don't know, whatever. I don't know your situation. And then God works. But God, see, you hear people. I started a ministry. I started a church. I got all these believers.
Well, not
that's all of
I
man.
To,
no, I didn't mean
I,
you.
I don't
want
to see my ancestors' home go to nothing.
Oh. Well, you know, like, don't worry about that. That's all going to burn up.
That's all of the earth that be willing to forsake that.
That's going to work. We gave up. We gave up everything we own to travel in this van to meet people. We have a little homestead in central Missouri. We're rarely ever there.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful porch in the woods. You know what? If we sit on the porch and enjoy ourselves,
we don't meet you.
We'll never meet you. We never meet that older man that was here.
Right.
So we have to go, and we do events. We preach at the Super Bowl. We preach at Indianapolis Daytona 500. We preach all over the country, and we're waking. We're working our way north and then out west. We'll be preaching at some Christian music concerts, so-called Christian music concert. Watch yourself. And then we'll be preaching at Mount Rushmore and a whole bunch of other places.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping. It was nice meeting
you. Yeah, let us know how we can help you in the faith. Stay in touch.
Okay.
You have questions? We'd love to answer them.
That
testing, Bill Sinkovich.
Yes.
First love. I'm going to go write it down right now.
And your names again?
Jim and Debbie.
Jim and Debbie.
We love you.
Love you. Thank you.
God be praised.
Take care.